USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are back at the White House after a surprise trip to Iraq, where the president said it's not the United States' job to do nation building.
America shouldn't be doing the fighting for every nation on earth, not being reimbursed in many cases at all.
A wide area of the country is being affected by a major winter storm system. NBC News meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says things are not looking good for a lot of travelers.
Winter weather alerts stretching all the way from Texas up to the Canadian border. It's really incredible because we have 12 million Americans right now impacted by these winter weather advisories.
And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is down after breaking that single session record yesterday, down right around 400 points. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A partial government shutdown caused by a dispute over border wall funding is now in day six. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
President Trump is saying he will do whatever he has to get the border wall funding.
Politically speaking, I don't do it for politics. I'm doing nothing for politics. But politically speaking, people want border security.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen has ordered extraordinary protective measures after two migrant children died in U.S. custody in the last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
About 5% of Americans will see a bigger paycheck next week. 22 states, including the District of Columbia, will raise the minimum wage on December 31st or January 1st. What is unknown, though, is the long-term effects on the economy as more and more states are eliminating jobs or to compensate with the minimum wage increases, raising their prices on certain goods and services. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that she has asked the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to investigate what she says is an uptick in sick children crossing our borders. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical correspondent. He says this is a big deal that we need to address.
This is an enormous problem, Pete. You know, the statistics out of the Border Patrol, just in the last month alone, 5,000 unaccompanied children crossing the border illegally and 25,000 families. Well, guess what? They have health problems. I mean, what's going on in the camps down in Mexico?
Right.
There's flu around right now. I looked up flu in Mexico. There's an upsurge of flu right now. There's respiratory infections. There's strep throats going on. There's mosquito-borne diseases that we see. There's a risk of tuberculosis. There's hepatitis. All this going on, and we're not screening. We're not able to screen the people coming in, no matter how much the authorities try, no matter how much CDC now gets involved,
right.
And also the U.S. Coast Guard Med Corp was sent down there. That's going to be an enormous help.
Yeah.
It's a humanitarian crisis.
Dr. Siegel continues.
I say flu. Let's start with flu season. These are unvaccinated people. I say let's try to vaccinate them. I'm on TV saying let's vaccinate everyone in the United States, but nobody's vaccinated,
right.
So they're going to spread influenza here right now. They're going to spread respiratory infections. Again, the other diseases I mentioned. I think it's a humanitarian crisis, but these are contagious diseases.
Dr. Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.